Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, I have one of these voicemails from, like, voice memos from Jimmy Allen regarding yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to go ahead and get to this so it doesn't disintegrate, because I don't really know how long these last. So up first, Eddie, you do yours. Around the room. Producer Eddie, go ahead.
I'm about to say something that's going to make me sound old, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
The deodorant company, the one I buy, I've been buying for 10, 15, 20 years, is ripping me off. I promise you, I promise you that they are putting less deodorant in that deodorant stick. Because back in the day, Bones, I used to buy deodorant and it would last the whole month. Uh-huh. Now, 2 weeks, I'm like, what? Where's the rest of it?
It's the meme of Homer Simpson's dad, Grandpa Simpson, at the clouds.
Yeah.
Fist in the air.
Yeah.
That's the meme right there.
Because, I mean, look, the stick's the same size, the actual container, but inside, they've shortened it. And they can't trick me,
Maybe
Bones.
You just need more. Maybe you're stinkier now.
That could be it.
Remember the time you opened a bag of chips and there was not one chip in it?
Yeah, it was nothing. It was all air.
Like, that's the thing I complain about.
Man, they're getting us, Bones.
Eddie opened a chip and he's like, back in my day, they put chips in this bag.
It's crazy, man.
Well, that was just an accident.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lunchbox so my message doesn't disintegrate. I'll come back to you in a second.
So,
go ahead, man.
Lunchbox said he had some song from Jimmy Allen yesterday and was like, I shouldn't have it. It was sent to me as an accident. It's like breaking news. So I said, Jimmy, should Lunchbox have this song? What was it called?
Remember? Small Town Anthem.
Okay, here we go. Here's Jimmy. I haven't heard this yet.
Let's hear what he says.
Yo, what's up, man? So I was knocked out when you said that earlier. Yeah, and I texted to him. He half asleep. He don't even remember. We was at my son's basketball game, and I texted to him and told him to check it out because it's one of the two songs I'm thinking about going for the next single. And I actually just wrote it. So I just texted to him to see if he thought about it.
It's a Lunchbox? Hold on. Second one.
It wasn't an accident. I did it on purpose.
Second one coming up. 12 seconds long.
I sent it to Eddie, too. He's on that same.
You got it, too?
Yes.
Why did you say something?
It was a text.
I like watching Lunchbox just fall. I
think he has something.
But what's crazy is they had this whole conversation about it, and he doesn't remember it.
I don't remember that. Because it came like a day later, so I went in. When you forget it, I guess we had a conversation about it, but.
Well, there's the end of that.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you want to hear it?
No, I don't think he wants it to be heard.
He wants you to help him decide if he should
use that
one as a single.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but people can vote.
I don't think it's TRL. So there's mine. There's the end of that. He did not do it by accident.
All right. Well, there was no note with it, so I thought it was an accident.
Okay.
Lunchbox, you're up. Go ahead.
Listen, everyone, whenever you go buy something like pharmacy, anything, always ask for a coupon because it's amazing. I had to go get eardrops for one of my kids, and they were $206. And oof. I went to the window. I said, man. $206. He goes, yeah, let me see if insurance. He goes, no, that's with insurance. And I was like, do you have like a coupon or anything? And he goes, I can get it down to $42.
Wow. That's the only place that's worked for me, too, where I've been like, hey, do you have any soda? And they go, yeah, we can add a coupon to it if you ask for it. And it cut.
I'm like, why should I have to ask for you to get it to $42? Just make it $42.
Well, that would be like, well, why do I need to bring a coupon to the store? I saw it in the paper. They should just give me the milk for half off.
But he goes, I don't know if I have a coupon, but I can. He starts pressing some things on the computer. He goes, I can get it down to $42.
And he probably doesn't know every single drug and every single coupon that's in for every drug. But the fact they did, it's awesome.
That's amazing.
But absolutely ask every time, because I was just like, I thought about not buying it.
What does Dave Ramsey say to do?
Is this the best price
best
you can give me?
Is this the best price you can give me? Yeah.
It's hard to say that on like drugs. Like
yes.
But that's the only place it's worked for me.
I mean, unbelievable. So thank you to the guy at the pharmacy. Don't know his name. We'll call him Bill, but appreciate you.
Amy?
I saw someone post this and I was like, okay, this is funny and so true. So I want to see how it matches with the guys on the show. You can't send two questions to a man in the same text message or separate messages before receiving a reply to the first one. You will only get an answer to one of your questions. Simple creatures, slow down for them.
Eddie, you're nodding yes.
I just did this the other day. A friend of mine texted me, he said, hey, are you able to come to town and help me with this thing? And then, cool, hey, I hope the kids are doing well. Hey, how old is your oldest? So I'm like, I don't know which one to ask, answer, so I answered the second one. He's 15. Huh. And then later he's like, so are you able to come to town? I'm like, oh, yeah, that question. I forgot about it.
I'm looking through my text with my wife. Either she knows I do this or she just doesn't ask two questions at a time, because she will wait for one answer and then get to the next thing.
Oh, I think she knows. She's figured out simple creatures.
It's complicated.
Also, it gives us a reason to not answer one of them.
I like it.
So it's not even simple. I would just be like, oh, I don't want to answer that one. I'm going to pick that one so I don't have to answer that one.
That's good stuff.
So you call us simple. We're faking simple.
Yep.
We're actually quite advanced. Mm-hmm. And just finding ways to not have to deal with your crap. How about that?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
How about that? Boom.
Yeah, I got him, bud.
Got that one. Time now for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Morning studio. My 9-year-old son, fourth grader, announced he has a girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
He announced it right after Christmas break. He seemed so happy. I was excited for him to get to experience his first girlfriend. I found out recently they say, I love you to each other. I think they're too young to be saying this. And I did have a talk with him about it. Now, a couple of days ago, he saw her hug another boy and he got very upset. Of course, he doesn't know how to control his emotions yet. He's 9, and he blew up. He apologized and assured him that he would never do this again. Well, they play Roblox together. She decided to add him, this other guy, into a group chat. He thought it was her other boyfriend. He blew up again, accusing her of cheating on him.
Oh, man.
Well, this is some Real Housewives 9th grade stuff.
9-year-old.
Yeah, 9-year-old.
Oh, yeah, 9-year-old. Wow. I think he is too emotionally attached to this girl, and I think they should break up. Again, he's 9. I don't want him to continue to have anger issues with her and end up not being liked at school, but also don't want him to see I'm a controlling mom. Should I make him break up with her? Should I just let it play out and end on its own? Sincerely, mom of a love-struck 9-year-old. Amy?
I mean, I think I would sort of let it play out, but the emotions part is what's sticking out to me.
The anger issues?
Yeah. So let's start identifying exactly what he's feeling and then doing different things to help him process that. And not so much like that. I mean, I remember in fourth grade having boyfriends. But
well, good for you. I didn't have anything until I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
How long? Fourth grade, fifth grade.
Well, she had like 3 at one time apparently in fourth grade. I didn't have anything until I was like 26.
But it didn't mean anything, like, other than maybe we talked on the phone, but barely. Actually, come to think of it, when in an elementary school, we would talk on the phone, but then the minute you became boyfriend, girlfriend, like, you basically ignored each other suddenly. So it's, I mean, I wouldn't worry
marriage.
About it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like marriage, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the issue, too, is not the girl. I think the issue is his reaction to when things don't go his way with
Absolutely.
Anger issues. Because this could be anything other than that. And it probably is. You're just not seeing it and super sensitive to it. So I think the issue is, why does he react this way when things aren't going his way? Because this can turn into something extremely problematic later on in life if you don't figure it out now. So the girlfriend thinks fine. If that's going to come and go, you're not really going to be able to control that, because he'll go like, yeah, we broke up, but did he really? Who knows? But I think it's figuring out where the root of why he does this. And maybe they love each other. You ever think about that, mom?
Fourth grade love?
You ever think about that, mom?
But they don't.
Who knows?
I mean, you do hear stories of people like, we met in fourth grade, we're married
now.
That's true.
Wait, when?
Every
like
once
Thomas
in a while.
Rhett, right?
Like our grandmas and grandpas, they got married when they were 9.
Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett.
That's a good one.
That's funny. Okay, I'm going to end this email with this. I think the issue is figuring out why he blows up, like what that is, because it's not just happening in this only situation. There are other parts of his life that this is happening to. Find the root of it. Hopefully, if you address it, you can, I don't want to say get it fixed, because it's not something you'll ever fix, but you'll at least have the tools to work on it if it does happen again.
There's a good book. You can grab it on Amazon. It's called What Am I Feeling? And it walks you through, or your child, you can read it with them or they can read it on their own, all the emotions. And then there's a chart in the back.
Love a chart.
Yeah, because sometimes when you don't have the words,
you can... That's a poster. And there's a poster in the back.
You can point. Yeah.
All right, thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I want to go to Raymundo, who is our audio producer who pushes all the buttons. Ray, you just bought concert tickets to see an artist, but not here where we live.
Correct.
Who'd you buy the tickets for?
Sam Hunt!
Why'd you not go to a show here?
I don't know. His tour's weird, but he did the residency in Vegas, so I scooped up some of those tickets.
Oh, you're going to go watch Sam Hunt in Vegas?
Yep. Middle of April, I think.
You going to try to meet him?
No. There wasn't even an option for meet and greet.
Yeah, but it's not like you can call people, and it's like... not like you're obsessed with Sam Hunt.
Well, I've met him in studio before. Yeah. That would be cool, though. But I mean, yeah, I'd have to pull some strings.
Is it worth pulling strings to go to... I mean, I could probably set you up on a meet and greet, but you'll have to stand in
line.
Now, hold on. You'd have to stand in line with other people who probably bought a meet and greet.
It's all part of it. I mean, me, Sam, Baser, a roulette wheel in Vegas, that'd be dope.
No, you're not going to go gamble with him through the night. See, okay, but do you want to go to the meet and greet if he does one?
Yeah, that would honestly be lit.
And you'll stand with everyone, just wait in line and...
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, that's the reason we're going out there, to see him, and then we'll do some gambling, too.
To see him, like, watch the show.
Watch the show, yeah.
Okay. Is Ray a little too obsessed with Sam Hunt?
For sure.
For me to set this up, or no?
No, I think it's perfect.
Okay.
No. See, Lunchbox knows it's going to be just a nightmare.
Well, Ray, like, got a shirt from him. What did he give you as a gift?
He gave me some Air Force Ones, I believe. There was also a coat, and then, a shirt as well.
And you used to wear it all the time?
I still do.
Okay. And why did he get you those gifts?
I don't know. It was something where... They just heard that I liked him a lot, and so they did a Christmas gift from
him.
They
just heard. Oh, that's right. They got him a Christmas present because Ray was psycho stalker on the air.
There we go.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
And Ray will have a couple drinks before the meet and greet, so it's going to get real awkward. That's when it's going to be great.
Okay, what artist, and you? I don't want you to do it for yourself, but what artist is everybody most obsessed with? Ray would be
Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt, for sure.
Lunchbox. Would it be
Tina Turner? Yeah, that's got to be.
The most, probably Tina Turner. And then Eminem?
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid. I mean, the hard part is just Tina Turner's not... She's not doing music anymore.
But you don't get to fight for your person. We have to assign it to
you. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I'll take it.
Tina Turner, then Eminem. For Eddie...
I don't know.
Probably Garth Brooks.
I mean... Hey, he's the one person, when he comes in the studio, I can't talk. Like, I...
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks. Tim McGraw. Probably Eddie.
Dude, I love Tim McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just perfect to me. Like, this dude is just perfect.
I would not say that for a meet and greet. Not with that.
You are perfect.
Amy would be George Strait.
For sure.
Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, man. Taylor.
Who are we forgetting about Amy? Anybody else?
Amy.
It just comes to mind. Those George Strait, Taylor good. Swift.
The Who Chicks, is- maybe?
Yeah, but not like Die
not,
Hard.
Not like Taylor Swift or George.
And then me?
Oh, Garth. John Mayer. Foo Fighters.
No, Rivers Cuomo guy.
Yes.
Oh, Rivers, because you've never met him.
Well, he has met him. He hung out with
Weezer.
Me in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's their name.
I met him a couple times.
Oh, the Nirvana?
I went to watch him last week. They were good.
Back
in the day.
No, they're not old. Like,
they were dead before I could afford a concert.
I know, but you really liked them in your grunge days.
Uh-huh. Ooh, Counting Crows.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's a good one, too. I got a lot. We'll be here all day, boys and girls. All right, Ray, I'm going to see about setting you up for that Sam Hunt.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a family in South Carolina, and they order pizza for pizza night. And they
your family.
Like every Friday. They order Domino's, and the delivery driver comes in, and it's an older lady. Her name's Barbara Gillespie, and she falls. She's trying to get up the steps. Oh, she falls. The pizza goes all over the place. And the owners feel really bad, but it all got captured on the doorbell camera.
Oh, no.
So they put it on TikTok.
Why would they do that to the old lady?
Listen, that's what I'm talking
about. Why would they do that to the old lady? That's awful.
Hopefully to help her.
Well, let's see.
Amy, that's
this story always ends bad on Tell Me Something Good, so I got a bad feeling about it.
They
go ahead.
Put it on TikTok and said, guys, we feel really bad about our delivery driver. Can we please do a GoFundMe and raise some money for her? So they raised $264,000.
I watched her fall.
I know, it's a bad
fall.
And
then she hits the chair that's sitting on the porch.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Hey, but the video got shared 16 million times.
I hear you. I wish she wouldn't have fallen.
But listen, now Barbara, she gets to retire.
Yeah.
She put in her 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, but she's going to be limping for the rest of her life.
I know, but
old people falling, not funny.
She can limp to the bank.
It's funny up until like 27. And then it starts to get a little less funny. Watch people fall.
Here's the deal. I love the story, but 16 million times, you know most of those people watch that just
to Lunchbox laugh. 15 million times.
I mean, it's pretty funny. Like, she could have, taken two trips to the car. She had her hands full.
Way too full. It's like coming in from the grocery store with your arms too full.
Way too full. And then $264,000 because she had a little fall.
That's not little, first of all. She wiped out.
Yeah, but it ain't like she went at home on a stretcher.
She also was walking really slow up. Like, you could tell that she has some...
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't move very well.
Right. She was trying to get up that last step.
And she was just working, probably.
And she's older.
Mike, you got to stop showing me the video, bro. He keeps running it on repeat. Oh, good for her. I'm glad that she made all that money.
Yeah.
That's a good story. Except for the people that are like Eddie laughing at that video.
I'm not laughing at you. You know people were, though.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Our listeners are intrigued. Why do you put Kool-Aid in your toilet?
The water company told me to do it. So for months, we've had issues with our water bill. One month I came on and told y'all it was $600, then $500. I was doing everything to try to lower it. People came out, no issues, finally got it down to $90.
But you didn't do anything different. They just said...
I called and complained a
lot. Yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden your next bill is $90.
Right. Right. Well, I guess they couldn't keep up with that. So I got a new bill high again. So
like 300 range or 600 again?
Almost 400. Mm. So, I mean, that doesn't make sense, right? So I asked the water company to please send someone out. So he came, checked the meter. He said the meter numbers were basically saying, like, this is not actually what's happening, but the numbers are representing that, say I had a water faucet just on all day long. Water just blowing out of there. I'm like, okay, well, that's not the case. There's nothing on. So he said, okay, let's do a little experiment with your toilets. Go get some of that old school grape Kool-Aid powder and put it in one full pack in all of your toilets.
Like the tank of it?
The tank.
Oh.
And I don't have
so you can monitor the
actual issues, but it could be like a flapper issue. Uh-huh. And somehow if purple from the purple Kool-Aid ends up in the toilet bowl, then there's an issue. And so...
Yeah, but that can't be accurate either fully because...
Why?
Because it
would
only...
You can't use it.
What?
No,
I know, but I'm saying if it... Follow me here. If there's purple in the tank and that purple goes down to the bowl, but it's not leaving the bowl...
But if the flaps close...
Yeah, you're not flushing it, so it should stay in the tank.
Right, but I'm saying it's not a nonstop situation. The water, it shouldn't be that high still.
Listen.
It's just one shift down into the bowl. That's it. That's not going to cost you $400. If it's gone out of there and then it's gone out of the bowl too, that's where it's all gone. And who knows how often that's circulating with all
that
water.
Okay, listen, I don't know.
So you need to do grape on top, cherry on bottom.
That's what he told me to do. I don't know.
But it does make sense though, just to see if the tank, if there's a problem with the tank.
If something's and water's just running. And so pretty much only one of my toilets was good to go. The others, all issues.
And it was all drinkable?
And I had to have...
In the bowl?
Yeah. I know. My son was like, yum, this is amazing.
All your bowls had the toilet.
So I had to have Hiller, the happy face truck today, come out and fix these flappers. So this is just step one in the mystery. So now we got to wait for another bill cycle to see what is happening.
I don't know. It seems fishy. It seems fishy still because, like I said, follow me. Your tank's full of water. It's got water that's 12 inches high.
Yeah.
It all is Kool-Aided up and goes into your bowl. If your bowl's just got Kool-Aided in it, it's only 12 inches that's up there. Now, that's going to cost a little more, but it's not going to double your bill. And if that's one or two toilets, it's not that much water, like leaving a water faucet on the whole time.
Well, yes. If the flapper is not working, it'll never get back to that 12 inches, so it consistently runs because it's
running.
But
then the bowl would be higher.
I mean, I didn't know you guys were
plumbers.
And
the bowl would be overflowing. Yeah. I had to be. Hey, real people know what it's like to jiggle a handle
right.
to get the toilet to even stop running.
I do the jiggle the handle.
I've jiggled before.
Yeah. So it's like I had to kind of become a plumber when I grew up.
Okay.
because we had broken toilets all the time.
But the fact that you know that if it doesn't go down the bowl,
the point
it's
is,
not really
saying
going.
It fills back up, but it would overflow the toilet if that were the case, because it wouldn't stop ever.
It doesn't naturally just go down without flushing?
That's the case. If it does, then it's like that. But no, it's not. She has freaking cranberry delight in her toilet.
Black cherry Kool-Aid.
Yes.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm not buying it, Amy. I'm letting you know. That's probably the case a little bit, but I'm not buying it.
Yeah, we'll see.
That stinks. Mm-hmm. I bet you get a cheaper bill. You get like a $40 bill next month.
Can't wait.
Mark my words.
Okay.
And you'll get some free Kool-Aid in the mail from Kool-Aid Company for hearing this.
All right.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
We were talking about how kids don't really want to drive like we did when we were kids, mostly because it's rideshare. Uber, Lyft, they don't have to have a car to get to the places they have to get to. With that being said, we use Uber a decent amount, even though we have cars, and have two crazy Uber stories. Lunchbox, you're first.
So I took one home from your $1 million show the other night, and the guy picks me up. I get in the back, and as we're driving, he keeps taking his hands off the wheel because he's jamming out to music. And I'm hilarious. Sitting in the back going, do you say something? Like, and so I was like, hands on the wheel.
So you were telling him how to drive.
Yes, yeah. Because my life is in his hands, and he is getting so lost in his music.
What kind of music, though?
It was Outkast.
Oh, okay.
Nice. That's a good one.
And yeah, older.
He was just rocking it, and he was just throwing his hand. And I was like, hands on the wheel, hands on the wheel. And I can't see if his eyes are closed, because when you're jamming, sometimes.
Oh, he had closed eyes and hands in the air?
And I'm
feeling
like,
it.
I get you're feeling it, but put the hands on the wheel and bob your head up and down.
Did he do that?
And he put his hands back on the wheel.
Okay,
and
about, he listens.
And then about 5 seconds later, he started jamming again, hands. And he'd put one hand on the wheel, and then he'd have the other hand. And I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, please stop. And
you got home safely.
I got home safely.
Did you rate him any worse?
No.
Did you tip him?
Because he did have good music. Like, the music was fun.
Shake it, shake it.
Because it's like, was it a friendly driver? He was friendly. Was it a good, like clean car? It was a clean car. It didn't say anything about, did he have his hands on the wheel?
Did you enjoy Outkast Hey Ya? If so, hit.
I mean, it was good, but it was just like, I was like,
and that's weird.
Would you say something? Do you say something? Because I did, and I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell these people how to drive.
I don't know.
I love
I've corrected Uber drivers before on the way they're going.
Oh.
If I know the place.
They don't like that.
I'm like, hey, this, especially to the airport. I know the way to the airport. I go all the time. And I know the traffic and when it's bad. And I was like, hey, I know the GPS says this, but I promise you, we do this all the time. If you want to go up here, I say it like that. Not like, hey, you're doing wrong. But if you want to go up here, you can do this. And they'd be like, no. And then I'll go, hey, I really do think you should go this way. Because we're kind of on a time crunch.
Yeah.
And it's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I do know the way. So, but the hands, I don't know what to do about the hands.
Hands.
Here's the other one. Morgan, what happened to you?
So when I got in, I realized somebody else was also in the car. Not just the driver. There was somebody else sitting in the passenger seat.
So it wasn't like when Abby met the guy she wanted to go on a date with, where you share. You didn't do Uber share.
I didn't do Uber share. This was just me picking up an Uber. I get in. There's two people in the front seat.
Oh, they're coming to kidnap you and kill you.
That's weird. Sure.
Yeah,
and it was a guy and a girl. And I sat in there and contemplated getting out for a minute. But as I started to hear their conversation, I realized they were friends. This girl in the front seat was just riding along with her guy friend.
He should let you know then as soon as you get in. There has to be something said, hey, I'm Mike. I hope it's cool. This is my friend. She's just
hanging out.
Something that needs to be addressed. Otherwise, it feels completely unsafe.
Yeah, or it's my girlfriend on date night.
It's two versus one.
Yeah.
And that's why it feels unsafe.
Yeah, so I sent my Uber ride to like all my friends and my mom. I'm like, if I don't make it out of this car, you guys know I'm not safe.
And you didn't say anything about it?
No, because he didn't say anything. So I just assumed, I'm like, does he just think this is okay?
Again, I don't know if I'd have said anything either, unless they were going to the airport. And I'd been like, hey, you two, this is not the way.
There you go.
By the way, why are there two of you?
I did watch my tracking the whole time. I was like, are we going to the right place?
Yeah, that's bizarre too.
Would you have gotten out though, or would you have stayed?
I think I'd have probably gotten in and just prayed to God I didn't get murdered again.
But it's also different for guys and girls.
I agree, because Morgan is a woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is small.
I mean, at some point, I think you got to say, and who is this? Mm-hmm. Like, am I paying for her ride? Like, what's going on? Like,
that's a weird way to go at it, but I do.
I don't think I
do understand that.
Like, yeah. I know your bill, but who is she?
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, let me think. I'm getting in the car, open it up. Oh, did I accidentally order Uber share? Mm-hmm. If so, I messed up because there's somebody else in the car. Maybe that's because that's what came to my mind instinctually. And then that would make him address. Well, no, this is her and we've come together to kill you. Then you'd have to say that.
Then you get out.
Then you get out. Yeah.
Have you ever had to prematurely get out of an Uber?
No, but once I accidentally ordered Uber share and we stopped at somebody's house and I'm like, what's happening here? And he's like, we're picking this. And they got in the seat beside me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I'm like, what's happening? And then I looked down and it said, you're doing Uber share. And I pushed the wrong button. And then we had to go, we stopped at some pharmacy. So no, but I've accidentally been in a weird situation like that, but it was my fault. Have you?
Mm. Yeah, when my Uber driver hit a person.
Oh, that's right.
A pedestrian. Yeah.
And you had to do the awkward thing of, hey, I want to go.
Oh yeah, I was like, he's like, here, let me go handle this. Hold on.
You're like, hold on. No, end ride. Yeah. I'm ready. I got to get another one.
He was so casual about it. And then he got out and, police, fire trucks, all these things start arriving. And I'm like, nothing to see here. I'm ordering another Uber. Yeah.
A voicemail from Joy in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, Lunchbox, I'm just wondering how you would feel about if your wife buys a lottery ticket and wins the grand prize. Do you think you deserve half of what she wins? Hope y'all have a great day.
Yeah, I do.
But if you win,
I get to keep that.
But what's the difference?
I'm the one that's providing most of the financial support for our family.
But it doesn't matter. She buys a lottery ticket with her money because you guys have separate bank accounts.
Yep.
Why does she not get to keep it all, but you do? She bought it with her own money.
Man, you guys got a hard... I'm trying to argue, but...
Yeah, it's tough.
It's hard. It's hard.
Kendra in New Hampshire left this voicemail.
I have met you, Bobby, at your book signing in Boston, and I was born and raised in Manchester, New Hampshire. So you have met someone that was born and raised in New Hampshire.
You could have called and said, I met someone born and raised on Mars. I can't prove it.
But no one has.
No one has
can't
come up to
that.
Me ever in real life saying I was born and raised. I live in New Hampshire. Yeah. Here's my driver's license. It says New Hampshire. I don't think that it's real. And if it is, it's a utopia of wonderfully beautiful people who don't cause any problems at all.
I'm starting to go on your side on this.
If Weird. It's real, I want to go there and live there. They don't cause problems. I've never driven through it. I should. I looked. There were no flights there.
Oh, God.
Oh, what? Man.
Yeah, there are no flights. Don't ask me. I don't want to be a flat. I don't want to be a flat earther here.
Come on.
But shout out to anybody listening in New Hampshire right now, because we, Finger quotes. We supposedly have listeners there.
Uh-huh.
We do.
I know. It's got to be the greatest place. I'm telling you, cornucopia is everywhere. It's like Thanksgiving all the time with the big horn with all that. That's what I picture, if it's real. But thank you, Kendra, for the call. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, next time you go to the bathroom, I want you to time yourself if you're peeing.
I only have one free hand.
Well, this is important.
And I'm always afraid I'm going to drop the phone in the toilet if I even look at Twitter. So I hear you, but go ahead.
Apparently, we should be peeing for 21 seconds. That's how long it takes us to empty our bladders. And if it takes you less time than that, you went to the bathroom too soon. If it takes
There's no going too soon. As soon as I feel as soon as that little sparkle, I try to go right then just in case. It's like keeping my phone charged over 90% just in case I'm not able to get back to it.
Well, if it takes you more time than that, you went to the bathroom too late. Either way, you're doing a disservice to your bladder and you're training it wrong, which can lead to overactive bladder issues as you get older. I feel this.
I haven't trained my bladder at all. I haven't sent any classes at PetSmart. No, I've done nothing.
But we can. If we start timing it, we can train it. Yeah, right.
I'm probably not going to do that, but I appreciate that effort. PSA. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
So there's two women from Real Housewives that have a podcast called Reasonably Shady. They're from Potomac. That one,
Eminem
I don't
watch
wants
to sue them, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they filed for a trademark, and he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I've had Slim Shady and Shady since the 90s.
Yeah, if he owns it, he owns it. And you can trademark it if you can show that you created and have full ownership, and it's a brand. There are things that we trademark. Back when I was trademarking everything or thought I could, I would just be like, I want to trademark Water is Wet. And they're like, well, it's universally used. You can't. And you have to have a brand. You can't just have a slogan.
Okay.
It's got to be branded or branded or sloganed a lot on different brands. If he owns Shady, then he has that.
It says that he has filed legal papers to stop them because he thinks the nicknames are his. So it doesn't say specifically here if he actually has the trademarks.
They should not do that because he will rap about them and their lives will never be the same.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I hate her. Yeah, she's dead. I can't cut her head off with him. And you're like, wait, what the? What? That was dark. All right, what else?
Sarah Evans, who one of my favorite songs of hers, Suds in the Bucket. Now our daddy's in the kitchen stairs. Well, she now has buds in the bucket because she has her own CBD line of products. And the reason why she created this was because it's offered her so much relief from joint pain and anxiety. So she put together her whole line. It's called Born to Fly CBD by Sarah Evans.
Yeah, CBD is like NutraSweet. It ain't real sugar.
No.
It's not the real.
it has a little
leaf on the
Yeah, but it's CBD. I personally feel like CBD snake oil. Does nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've tried it. You don't get high. It doesn't have the THC in it. But they say all these, for me, it's not worked at all. I've taken it every way. Through
when
every hole, rubbed it in every part of my body.
Yeah. What? Well, that's what, you did a hand motion that you've tried.
I rubbed things on my knee. Like, I've also done the thing, the roll-on. I've taken pills. Oh. I've rolled, like the, you know how they have the stick rolly?
Yeah.
You've done that for like outside of your joint. None of that works.
What about under your tongue?
I didn't roll on my tongue. It won't fit. I tried.
No, a dropper.
Yeah, I think I've done that too. I got a whole thing. It doesn't work for me. I'm not saying it doesn't work for everybody, but I need to go for the hard stuff is what I feel like. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a woman named Kristen. She's been colorblind her whole life. And she heard about the special glasses that allow you to see color. So she said, I'm going to wait till my wedding day. By the way, her wedding was also happening at Disney World, which there are a lot of awesome colors there. I'm told. I'm also a bit colorblind myself. So she goes, there's just so much pressure for them to work, though. Like, if you're going to wait for your wedding day and you haven't used them at all, and then you're like, okay, I'm ready to see color. Then it doesn't work. Like, However, it did. And so she's emotional. Walt Disney World shared the story. Quote, she was elated when she saw the world and her groom, Nick, in color for the first time. And so there are these glasses, and I've tried them. They don't work on me because I have one eye that's just, it's like 8% vision in my right eye. But I'm very jealous of people that have these kind of stories. I think this, to me, is Lunchbox's story of someone winning the lottery.
Oh.
When he's like, I can't believe it. They won. I didn't.
Oh, okay. So you're like that now.
Well, I'm happy for them. I just wish it worked for me. And then I am what is considered, my whole life I was told I was colorblind because anything over like a 6.5 in darkness all starts to look black. Green, blue, black, anything brown, it all looks black to me. But now, woke culture says I'm color deficient.
Oh.
Because colorblind is all gray and just black and white. But I don't know anybody that's full black and white.
Yeah, I don't either.
Back in the good old days, I was just colorblind because I couldn't see a lot of colors. Now.
CD.
Oh, so you think maybe most people are color deficient. They just say colorblind.
Absolutely.
Because I'll never forget Travis in high school. He was a football player and he wore a purple tie with like a yellow shirt. And we were like, dude, you know that doesn't even match. He goes, I'm colorblind. Right. Oh, my bad. Cool. All right.
Like, he wasn't lying though.
Oh, now,
you know what? He might have been lying just because we called him out.
I had a friend that would help me match clothes for different, like I would go speak at like Kiwanis Club, which is like Key Club stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
FCA stuff. And so I had a friend that helped me because I would take two or three sets of clothes with me. But the good old days, I was colorblind.
Yeah. I'm going to hit Travis up, see if he's really colorblind.
No, just send him two colors and be like, hey, bud.
What do you see here?
Yeah, which one's brown? Which one's red? And if he knows, you know he's a big liar.
All right.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for the investigative morning corny. Now, sometimes how funny the joke is gets lost in us trying to answer a bunch of them. We have 30 seconds to get one joke.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I feel like if you get it out of the gate in 5 seconds, you're going to want more. I know you.
It's a good feeling. No.
Yeah, we can celebrate for 25 seconds.
We could. 30 seconds, one joke. Let's see how many weeks we can keep our streak going.
Come on.
Ready.
Ready. Go.
The morning corny.
Why did the fish make such a good musician?
Go, scales. He knew all the scales.
Oh, he knew all the scales.
Yeah.
See? Hit it.
Hit it.
You.
Wow.
Hit it. Let's go. Thank you. Hit it.
Man, hey, wow. Good job, Bones.
We didn't even celebrate for 30 seconds yet.
It is what it is.
That's how you play this game.
You're on fire today.
What it's all about. Tell me something good. All right, Eddie.
Clear eyes. Full hearts can't lose. Should we do another joke?
No.
Wow.
I'm staying with it. I'm feeling good. Close it up there.
That was the morning corny.
Lunchbox, what do you remember about Madeline McCann?
She was a little girl. I don't know what country it was, but she was in a hotel room and her parents went out to dinner. They came back, gone.
They were in a Portuguese resort.
Yeah.
So it was in Portugal. She was a British girl, a little blonde girl. So it was huge news back in 2007. She was 3 years old. And that's why it was such a story. Like, they left their three-year-old. They went to dinner. And she was abducted. Like, why would you leave your three-year-old?
Yeah.
Were they in on it? Were they? All these things happened. Did somebody know? They never found her. And so it was kind of like the story here in the States with JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah.
But, yes.
But... They found her, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now they know she died.
Right.
She's dead.
But this girl, they've never found.
Never found. Don't know what happened to her.
Over a decade, they've been looking for her. So there's a girl who now thinks she's her.
Stop it.
What?
And so it's all over TikTok, too. And so Julia is the girl's name. She's 21, but that could be a lie as well. Meaning she may not know exactly how old she is because they've tried to cover up her age. Julia Wendell, 21, has posted numerous pieces of evidence to social media, most of which are side-by-side comparisons of similar physical characteristics between herself and young Madeline McCann. And there's this true crime TikToker who does a podcast called People Are the Worst, and she starts breaking it down. And so here is clip one where she's talking about Julia's story, that's her now, and how Julia doesn't remember much about her childhood.
This is Julia, the girl in the middle. She is a Polish woman who thinks she may be Madeline McCann. A few months ago, her grandmother said something to her. We don't know what she said, but it led her to start researching this. She had never heard of Madeline McCann. And then looking back, she's like, well, I don't really remember my childhood either. It's very blurry. Whenever she asks her parents about it, they like change the subject. They're very weird about it. She's never seen a picture of her mom pregnant with her. She's asked for that and they like laugh and they're like, you're crazy.
So these things are first. Oh, you're like, goodness. Okay, who knows? So this is the clip here where they talked about a side-by-side of the photos and their similarities.
They do have similar physical features, their chin, their nose, but mostly the same mark on the right eye, although Julia does address that hers has faded a little bit as she's gotten older. The only thing is Julia's 21, Madeline would be 19 at this point, but she believes her age may have been alive her whole life.
Her right eye, as a young kid, you see a close-up of her face, it's got like a straight line, right in the bottom of her eye, like a straight dark line. And then her as a 21-year-old or who knows, it is that line is there, but it's faded. But there's still like something there.
Wow. Yeah,
so then you're going, okay, now level two. Level one, I was like, this could be anything.
Yeah.
Her mom didn't show a picture of her pregnant. But then you see the pictures of the little line. And even though it's not exactly the same, our physical characteristics do change.
Yeah, they wear off those and marks,
but they're still there. But it's there's still that line there.
Right. Hey man, I'm buying it right now.
So I'm in level two. I need to spend more time with this and see what's up.
I'm pulling up these pictures.
So here's the next one. She says Julia has a connection with someone who was allegedly a person in question to the Madeline McCann disappearance. Here,
she's also a victim of German pedophile Peter Ney, who she says is Martin Ney's son. Martin Ney is a pedophile and German serial killer who was questioned and suspected of Madeline's disappearance.
Oh my.
I mean, there you go.
Well, that's not a there you go. I mean,
well,
it's not
I
a,
I'm
it's,
sold.
That's not a there you go, but yeah. Maybe for you, it's a there
wow.
you go.
Wow, I was sold after one.
So this week, Madeline McCann's parents, Kate and Jerry McCann, have asked her to take a DNA test.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Come on.
Next question.
Wow.
Okay.
Huh. And we don't know the results of that yet. The whole thing is the physical resemblance, which is the eye disorder. When McCann went missing, a coloboma abnormality in her right eye was used as a major identifying feature. A coloboma, if I'm saying it right, not our president, but yeah. Coloboma, is a hole in the structure of the eye, often causing a visible tear or hole. The source is at people_are_the_worst_pod on TikTok.
Wow.
So that's what I read and I was going through. I was watching other people talk about it too. If I'm betting money.
Oh, you put a little bit on it.
Got to.
DraftKings, they don't have a lineup.
You got to put a dollar on this one.
Oh, man. There's like a cheek thing too.
Yeah. But it's funny, like, we spend all this time on all the, like, you know, ooh, her age, you know, they're not talking about her childhood. But like Amy said, yeah, DNA, that should be the first
one.
Well,
but the parents have come, now the parents have, well, you can't just get to the parents of Madeline McCann and be like, give us your DNA. That takes a long time.
Yeah.
Because they're not just, anybody that's claiming this, they're just not going to go, yeah, match it with her, let's see.
But as the parents, you, I mean, this is.
But again, there could be a lot of people claiming a lot of things at Madeline McCann.
Sure.
So they want to not just give their DNA out. But maybe they feel like, though, there's something substantial to this.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're going to. Mike, do you watch this, too? Because I sent it to Mike. And what do you think? Do you think this is Madeline McCann?
No, I think maybe she got put up for adoption as a kid and just strange coincidence.
You think this girl was also adopted,
yeah,
doesn't know her backstory, and she also has an eye thing?
They're just keeping it from her. Strange coincidence.
And like a little cheek similar thing?
Yeah. So do they just don't want to say, okay, yeah, you were adopted. That's why we don't have a picture?
Yeah, I think it's just strange coincidence.
Simple to say.
I'm going to bet that it's not, but man, I'm thinking about it.
And then the connection with the pedophile?
Yeah.
Guys, it's just a dad?
Guys.
Weird.
Golly, yeah.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's go to Amanda in Tulsa. Oh, did we just lose her? Ray, did the phones just black out?
I don't really know.
Everybody got eliminated. They all ran out of phone gas, apparently.
Oh.
We're talking about gas here. Okay, we'll get back to that then. So, Eddie asked me this morning if I've ever ran out of gas, like ever.
Because I'm thinking there's no way.
There are two things I don't want to say that don't happen to me that I am constantly watching out for. It's running out of gas and my phone dying. Like, if there's a charger, I'm plugging in. Oh, I need some charge. I'm below 80. I need a charge. And if my car starts to get down on gas, I fill it up. That the halfway mark is empty to me because I don't want to be stuck somewhere. So the answer is no on the running out of gas.
Okay, I knew it.
But you almost did.
Oh, my gosh.
But listen, to again, some stories are just made for Disney movies.
Guys, this was crazy. So I'm driving down the road, and this week's been crazy. Like, we've had the Million Dollar Show, and lots been going on where I just forgot I needed gas. And I'm driving, and my car just starts going... And I'm like, what is happening?
Sounds like Porky Pig.
It's a bad feeling.
And I look down. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm below E. This is terrible. And there's no gas station in sight. And I'm going up a hill. So I said, you know what? I'm going to close my eyes. Well, not really. I didn't close my eyes because I'm driving. I said a little prayer.
You probably closed your eyes. But anyway, so you prayed during sput.
I said to the man upstairs, I'm like, look, just get me through this, please. Whatever. You know, I'll do whatever. Help me.
You owe him?
Oh,
no.
I'll do whatever. Okay. Help me. And I get up this hill, and it's like a mirage. It's a gas station. Oh, in the distance. And I put pedal to the metal, dude. I floor it. And it goes all the way down the hill. And I cruise into the gas station, and I make it to the pump. Wow.
What do you credit that to?
I mean, the man upstairs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's a great feeling.
It was amazing. Bones, I was freaking out. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, there's no gas. What am I going to do? I'm like, my wife was in the other part of town. I'm like, I'm stuck.
Not the other part of town. Dear
God.
No.
You
didn't say the other part of town.
It would have been an hour.
Wow.
At least.
That stinks.
Well, so what do you owe him? Gas.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Lord.
What's the deal?
That's between me and
Well, no,
man
you never
upstairs.
Made a deal. You just gave him some sort of generic.
We'll see. I guess
you
he'll tell
find
me.
Something.
Lunchbox, you ever run out of gas?
I was 15 years old. I took my brother's car. My parents weren't home. My brother wasn't home. I went to see a chick, and his gas was really low anyway. And I was like, if I put gas in it, they're going to know. So on the way home, though, it starts going, buh-buh. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I start, and I'm 15. I don't have a driver's license, permit, anything. And so I run three red lights, and I'm at the fourth red light, and I'm going left, and there's a gas station on the right, and it dies right there at the light. And I'm just like, I'm going to jail. I'm in so much trouble. I am freaking out. And I get out of the car, and I start walking, and the lady next to me goes, oh, do you need a ride to the gas station? Drove me to the gas station. She bought me gas. I put it in the car.
How'd you put in the car? She have a gas tank?
No, they have the gas cans at the gas station. She bought me one of those because I'm 15, man.
Who is this angel?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
And I drove, and then I went to the gas station and so I put like a quarter tank in, and I got home, and of course my brother never said anything, but I was like, oh.
You owe the big man, too.
Yeah, did you?
You guys both are in debt.
I thought I was going to get arrested, and then I wasn't going to be able to get my license at 16, everything, all to go see a chick. Me and her, I took her to the mall, went back to her place, you know.
Okay,
don't
all
you
right.
know.
Yeah, okay. Amy, you ever run a gas?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, 16.
Which time?
22. I ride on empty, but I haven't in years. But one time, there's always hills involved, right? When I
always.
16 had my Bronco, I'm driving up a hill, and I don't even think I made it to the top of the hill. Pulled over, had to embarrassingly call my parents. Someone came and helped me. I can't remember who.
Yeah, you're 15 and 16, though. Different than being 30.
But you would think
35.
At that moment,
I'm 43. I've
done this for a little bit, you know? You've been driving for a little bit. Let's go over to Ryder in Tennessee, who's on the phone. Ryder, what's the deal, dude? So you're driving, you run out of gas, and then apparently had to walk for miles.
No.
Ryder, what's up, buddy?
So I was riding my dirt bike down the road, and I was like, something wrong with it. So I was pulled over, and I then ran out of gas like a few miles down the road. And then my neighbor asked, hey, you want to ride? And I was like, nah, I'll be all right. I can get it home. And he was like, all right, you be safe. And then I had to walk a few miles home.
I would have taken the ride.
Did you push the bike?
Yeah, why?
I'd have legged it like a scooter.
I had to push the dirt bike home.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Appreciate that. I ain't riding a dirt bike because I'm a wimp. It'd be cool, though.
It would be cool.
I was talking to Chase Rice yesterday. Came over to the house. We did an hour interview for Bobbycast. And he was talking about a lot of the mistakes he had made. He goes, man, I smoked a guy. Like, punched him in the face early. He's talking about non-good times. And he was talking about it in the way of, I wish I wouldn't have done that. And all I'm thinking of, man, I wish I'd have smoked one person one time. Just popped. Like, I wish I would have, like, been, wish I'd have ridden a dirt bike. I wish I'd have been able to punch somebody in the face one time. Because I ain't doing it now.
You've never punched anyone in the face?
No. Never run a gas. Never been on a dirt bike. I was on a little bike when I was doing Breaking Bobby Bones in Montana, but even then they wouldn't put me on a full dirt bike. I was like, I'll wreck this, guys. And never smoked anybody. Whack, right in the face.
Yeah, me either. I've never done that.
Kristen in New York, you're on the show. What's going on?
Hi, good morning, show.
Morning. Dang it.
Following with my ran out of gas story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. So when I was younger, I don't do this anymore. I was driving and I saw my gas was low. So I was trying to make it to the gas station and my car ran out of gas at the intersection where the gas station was. So I got out of my car and I walked over to the gas station thinking they would let me borrow a gas can, but they wouldn't. Mm. And they had a tow truck, but they wouldn't come and tow my truck or my car rather. And so I bought a gallon of water, dumped out the water, filled up the water gallon with gas and filled my put gas in my car that way.
You showed him.
Oh, wow. Smart.
Yeah. She showed him. I like that. And you got home safely, it sounds like, because she's safe right now. Thank you.
I went on to the next gas station.
And you never went back to that bad one who wouldn't help you.
No.
Yeah. Have a good day. Yeah. I appreciate that. Let's go to Jeff quickly, who is in Virginia. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Bobby. What's going on, buddy?
Man, it's all you. Go ahead.
Oh, man. So I got one for you. This is probably back in the late 80s, early 90s. I was probably 8 or 9 years old, I would assume. Me and my brother went to go get McDonald's, go get some chicken nuggets, fried, you know, with some hot mustard.
I know, hot mustard, baby.
And, so we were driving my mama's 71 Ford Torino, okay? Get in, go up around the line, get our food. We place the order, and as we're going to the pickup window, the car just runs out of gas. Just put right in the middle of the drive-thru. So the people in the McDonald's had to come out, push us up to the drive-thru window, pay for our food. Then we had to hop out and push it into a parking space.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Oh, yeah. It's on somebody's security footage for sure. Like there's a camera that saw all that. Hey, Jeff, how's your day going today so far, buddy?
Awesome, baby. Awesome.
What do you do for a living? Can I ask?
I'm a truck driver. What I do is I haul cars for a junkyard here in Fredericksburg.
Do you worry about them falling off the trailer? I mean, I had to drive a truck 18-wheeler and had to get my license to do that, and I was scared the whole time. Now I didn't have the experience that you probably have, but I just worry that a car. When I was pulling boats, I'd be like, this boat's gonna fall off.
So what I've got is one of what they call a four-car hauler. So I got one over the roof, two on the bed, and then one hangs out on wheel lift. Mm-mm. But I've got a Class A CDL, and I've driven tractor trailers and stuff. And I've been doing this for the latter part of 20 years now, so I've never had one fall off the hooks, just knock on some wood.
Bro,
they always look
crazy.
Like they're going to fall off.
I know.
Do you, like, triple check?
Yeah. Do you even double check at this point?
No, not really.
Hey.
In a process that I use is what's called slinging off the wheel lift. So, like, if I have an all-wheel drive or something, like, I will hook it up, and I've literally had cars come down the road, all four wheels spinning on the wheel lift.
Yeah, he's like, I'm so good, I don't even single check.
Yeah, no.
I say the same prayer and go, oh, yeah, make sure they're all connected. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do, though. Jeff, dude, I appreciate the call and the energy. Here's what I'm going to do. Every day is a journey. You're taking cars places. It's been a journey for us here in Nashville, 10 years. We're celebrating our anniversary coming up in like a week of 10 years. And Hyundai wants to hook random people up, and we're going to do that with you. We got $1,000 just for calling and being a great caller on the show that I'm going to give you today, courtesy of Hyundai.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Can you use the $1,000?
Man, I'm going to tell you what. Look, my baby girl needs some shoes. I need some car parts, pay rent. I mean, yeah, that would work out, baby.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, baby.
Yay.
Yes, sir. Okay, so we got you $1,000 courtesy of Hyundai. All right, Jeff, stay on the phone. Do not hang up. We want to give you this money, all right? I hope your day is awesome.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, buddy. and you want to win some more cash, you can do so because it's just there sitting at bobbybones.com. $10,000. Get the rules and sign up to win at bobbybones.com. The last day to enter is Sunday. Let's go over and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
There's a community in Australia. They're experiencing a rain of fish.
Wow.
That sounds like something from the Bible.
Yeah, for sure.
A heavy storm blew into the area. Lots of rain and dropped live fish everywhere.
What? Is this real?
Yeah, took it from the water.
Wow.
The strangest thing is that children were picking up the fish and putting them in bottles and jars, keeping them alive. But it's the first time there's been any sort of rain of fish since like the 60s or early 70s. But how do we not know about that one? I mean, there's obviously some weather system that's taking that water and...
But it's so powerful that it takes up fish with it?
I know. It's from the New York Post. My buddy, I told you about my buddy Scotty, who was ice fishing.
Love it.
And he is like, he lives in Colorado. And so he cut a hole in the ice and he said, I got one, finally got one. He's from Arkansas, like me. We fished a lot as kids, but never ice fishing. That's terrible. I don't want to be cold.
It's a little hole.
I like to fish. I don't want to be cold while I do something I like. And so he cuts a little hole and he's got one. Boom, and it breaks his line. He's like, dang. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. That fish then, boom, flies out of the hole, boom, and lands on the ice next to his feet.
A tiny hole.
And he grabs it and he's like, I guess I caught it.
Got it.
That's awesome.
Why does it jump out?
I don't know. I guess all that momentum was with it. And then he's just like,
I'm free.
There's the hole. Go toward the light. And he did. And then Scotty took the picture. I don't know if he kept the fish or put it back.
Oh, I would have.
That's like the lucky fish. A man with the world's longest tongue uses it to paint.
That's cool.
I don't think paint is a euphemism, but I use it to paint. Nick Stober was awarded the world's longest tongue, measuring 4 inches. Is that that long? Is it?
It's longer than that.
I mean, yeah.
4 inches.
I mean, you have that weird long tongue that can touch the back of your...
I can't. I can get back behind my...
Hangy-bangy.
Yeah. So he paints with it. He wraps his tongue in plastic wrap, dips it in paint, and then he draws on a canvas. He says he's been given the nickname Picasso. Like, okay. Picasso.
Oh, boy.
That's funny.
His paintings have been sold for up to $1,200.
What?
From UPI. Here's a very savvy side hustle. An ER nurse, 28 years old, reveals that she has made more than $2 million selling her study notes on Etsy.
Wow.
Jeez.
She did teaching videos on TikTok as well. But again, she's an ER nurse, and she's like, I have all these notes, so I'm going to sell the information from them. She has over 65,000 followers on TikTok as well from her doing teaching videos about this. But again, think about that. She's made $2 million. The prices range from $2 for a single condition study sheet to $30 to $40 for her class subject packets, even a comprehensive nursing bundle for $115. $2 million in profits, by the way, last year.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
It's from the Daily Mail. I know. A gas station clerk picks the scratch-off winner for a Missouri woman. The Missouri woman almost cried. A Missouri woman has a gas station clerk to thank after winning the top prize in the scratch-off game. Missouri lottery officials say the Quick Trip clerk said, I think I'd play this one. And has a $5 and $100,000 she won right there.
Woo.
That's from Yahoo. How much would you give? Yahoo's still a thing. That's what I take. That's
Yahoo's still around.
Yahoo. How much would you give to the clerk lunchbox if she did that to you?
I'd give her $100.
Out of 100,000?
Yeah.
She's the one that told you to pick that one?
Yeah. How much you want me to give her?
I asked you how much.
She didn't put her money up.
Sure, which is why you don't split it with her.
Right, so give her $100.
There you go. What would you do, Eddie? Honestly.
$1,000.
Amy?
Yeah, probably after. What am I getting after taxes?
66,000 or so?
Yeah,
so
give her a grand.
5,000.
Whoa! Good for you.
Yeah, because there's no way. I probably would not have picked that card if it wasn't for her.
Right.
So.
It's very generous of you. 5,000 is good.
What would you do?
Well, since you said that, I'm going to go 5,001.
I mean, wow, Bones, that's awesome.
I'm making it up, so.
Think about it. I'm only winning because of her.
If you, honestly, everything's equal. Like right now, if it goes right now and I do it, half.
Half.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
That's what I'm talking
about.
You're
crazy.
Half.
But I'm going right now. I'm good.
Yeah.
So.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah. If I'm going 5 years ago, 5,000.
Wow.
If I'm going 8 years ago, lady, I don't know who you are. Was I even in this store?
That's funny.
Oh my goodness.
Where am I? Then I don't even know why. Okay. An LA attorney blew $10.2 million in company funds for a 6-month Vegas gambling and partying binge.
Awesome.
How do you not see that? Is there not a secondary person watching the money of this account? 10 million.
Dang.
Not 10,000. 10 million.
She was living that celeb lifestyle.
What a party.
A Los Angeles lawyer is being sued by her former employer after she allegedly spent over $10 million in company money. And in 6 months. Mm. That's so much. Yeah, again, that's almost $2 million a month. How do you do that without being so nervous you're going to be caught? And also, what are you buying? To just gamble and party. Too.
Hotels.
Yeah. Was there a plan to make the money back through gambling?
Oh, I don't know, probably. But she's playing golf with Aaron Rodgers, and like she got pictures with them. I mean, on the golf course. I don't know. She's having a good time.
Maybe it's worth it. I just wouldn't have the ability to not be scared and nervous the whole time if I'm doing something wrong. I feel like the cops are around the corner, and I'm doing things right, and I'm like, I'm still probably going to get arrested. Somebody's going to frame you for something. That's every day. That story's from Fox 7. That's a crazy one. Loud venues make you eat and drink more. There is a reason that when you go to eat somewhere, music's up loud, because the louder it is, the faster you eat, meaning it's hard to talk to somebody, so you're just like, well, let's just eat and get out of here.
Interesting.
It's not really affecting anything in the brain. It's not some subconscious thing, but what it is it's like jamming above you. You're like, what? Ah, this sucks. Let's just get out of here. So you eat your food real quick and get out. That's the science behind that. That is from Women's Health. Also on the news, you know, and I thought this was interesting for Lunchbox, and it's kind of a local-ish deal, but they're casting for To Kill a Mockingbird. And I know you are trying to get into acting, Lunchbox.
Yep.
But they say you have to read the book first.
I've read it.
You read? Who wrote it?
Harper Lee.
That's right. How did you know that?
Because you read it.
Because I read it, man. I just told you I read it.
He's a little
this story?
Yeah. No, no, I read the book.
Hmm. Okay.
That's my boy.
Like recently?
Atticus Finch.
Oh, wow. That's right, right?
Mm-hmm. What's it about?
It's about the, he's slow. The guy's slow, and I don't remember, but it's very sad.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah, small town Alabama, Great Depression, and it's... A young girl named Scout, whose father defends a guy who, and the whole community is impacted. But there, would you want to have an audition for this?
Yes,
or
I
a
would.
Role here? Okay.
Yeah. For which character?
Well,
we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Scuba, you think we can line this up? Yeah, I never thought about that.
I've already been working on it. I know this is like a big production happening here in Tennessee, but it's got some LA ties to it. So I put some calls out for it.
We'd let you have a few days off if you needed it.
Love it. I mean, I don't know how long it takes to film a movie. It may be a couple months.
I have a feeling a role that you're going to get is not going to be a couple monther, but you never know.
Oh.
You never know. That's from WBBJ-TV, but I do want to support your dreams. And if you land this, and we'll get this person on the air, hopefully, that I'll give you a few days off.
I mean, don't forget, I'm still going for that Nicole Kidman movie.
Yeah, when is that?
It's coming up.
That's extra, being an extra. No, it really is. They're like, you need no experience. Just stand.
I got other plans.
To do what?
Told you my agent was trying to work on a love scene.
No, there's no love scene, and you're your own agent.
No.
Yes. Okay, good one.
All right, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I want to go over and talk to Darla in Texas real quick, who's on the phone. Darla, welcome to the Bobby Bone Show. What's going on?
Good morning, show.
Morning.
I just wanted to call and congratulate y'all on your upcoming 10 years.
Thank you.
And I needed to thank you, Bobby, because, and all of y'all really, because you make my day. And I don't want to give too much away because it's kind of personal, but Bobby, you've given me strength. I needed to do something that I didn't really want to do because we've got some issues going on. And without reading your books and your knowledge from listening to you, I was able to do that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And I'm sure what you have is very personal. And, you know, tough times don't last and tough people absolutely do. And that's really cool that you're able to take whatever that I've been able to provide from my life experiences and use it, you know, to your advantage. So I'm proud of you for whatever it is, and good luck, and I hope everything's going well for you.
Thank you very much, Bobby. And without y'all, my days wouldn't be the way they are.
Well, thank you, Darla. I'll say this about you guys, too. My days wouldn't be the way they are, too.
Yeah.
I'd say good or bad. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision, from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. On the phone, we got John in North Carolina. John, we appreciate you calling the show this morning. What would you like to say there, John?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So I've been listening to the show for a few years, and I kind of developed a theory about the show in the past few months.
Okay.
Bobby, it seems like you're setting everyone up for to have their own individual successes, with Amy doing the Hallmark movie, trying to get Lunchbox into acting. And my mind can't help but go to you gearing up for a governor's run where you wouldn't be able to do the show, but all your showmates would still be successful in their own right.
A governor's run right this second? No, but I did consider it about a year and a half ago, and I do think that there were probably some, hey, let's kick this can for a little bit, but it could happen. But yeah, but even more, Amy's got like a podcast, she's doing live shows, the Sore Losers are doing great, so everybody's kind of got their own thing for sure, and I just want them to be in a good place in case I die.
Not governor.
Not right now. Maybe.
You went to die?
Yeah, just because everybody needs to you guys are good.
Eddie's not going to be. He left Sore Loser, so he's got nothing.
I can't even pass 25 whistles to him because he quit that too.
Oh, boy. I should have had this call like a month ago.
I know. So I know. Everybody's doing their own thing. I'm just giving an opportunity for them to take this into that and extending whatever brand they can extend. So, you know, I'm going through some stuff right now. And hopefully, one way or the other, it'll be settled the next few months. And we'll just go from there. But I definitely don't want to make it a big drawn-out thing. So I'm not going to. I'm not going to highlight it. But you are on to something, but maybe not. My goal is to be here and do this for years and years and years. Because it's my favorite thing to do, still. Of all the nutty stuff that I get to do where I'm like, what planet is this? This is still my favorite thing to do by far. Like, not even close. There's not a close second. To come into this room in the morning with my friends, who I've had forever, even before we did this show, and do this and hang out with you guys that are listening to the show, my favorite thing to do by far. So I don't want to go anywhere, but I would say nature calls, but that means you got to pee.
Yeah.
That's like bathroom. But you never know. Thank you though, John, and I hope you have an awesome day.
And can I give a quick shout out?
Yes, to my sir. Family? Go ahead. Do it right now.
I just wanted to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Stephanie, and our amazing son, Hunter. I love you guys so much, and hopefully you guys get to hear this.
Boom. Or put it back on the podcast later. It'll be up online. Just go search for the Bobby Bone Show podcast.
All right.
While this, while it still exists.
Bye, studio.
Bye.
Yeah, we don't do that. Do we do
Bobby? Oh, we're not
what
doing
do you
that?
Mean, well...
I don't know what I meant there. I was just saying, go get it while you can.
Well, I'm still stuck on what did you just say a
nature
second ago?
Calls.
Well, before nature, he's like, this is where I am for now. Or
no,
I
no,
be
no.
Here
I'm here. I want to be here for 10 years.
Then he said, die.
We just finished 10 years. I'd love to be here for 10 more years. It's my favorite thing. But if I would be lying if I said there wasn't anything that I was going through right now professionally where I got to figure it out in the next 6 months, but I'm not going to draw it out. He brought it up. It's a theory. He's pretty good. He's picking up on stuff.
Okay.
But that's what's up. I had a little minor breakdown yesterday. Would you like to hear about it?
Uh-huh.
First, we're all tired all the time. The end. Everybody's tired.
Yes.
So nobody cares when somebody's tired. It's like, I don't care about your fantasy football team, your dreams, or how tired you are.
Are those the three things?
That's it.
And you're not just talking about we're all tired in this room, but everybody.
Everybody's
in the
tired.
Cars,
yeah. You got kids.
Right,
everybody's
yes,
got lives.
I agree.
It's also when you're tired and when you're not getting enough sleep after a while, it starts to hit you or your brain's messed up. And I had one of those days yesterday where I was just completely, just mentally fried, physically fried. We had done the St. Jude Raging Idiot show, a couple days, I think, leading up to it. And I went and, now I didn't watch the show, but people love this guy. And he was also super nice when I met him. But his name's Jason Waller. He was on The Hills and Laguna Beach. I don't know which one was first.
He does shows?
He was on the show.
No, I'm saying what you said you went to see him.
Yeah. Do you know? Okay, so.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, my wife and his wife are friends, and he is now clean. He's been sober for a while. I think he's been open about his struggles, and he's sober. And they said, hey, would you mind coming to talk about your experience with addiction? Absolutely not. I'm proud of where I came from because I'm proud that I get to share it. I'm not always proud of exactly what happened, but I'm proud to survive it and be able to pass that information along to others. And so I go and Jason Waller, dude's legit. I'd never met him. He was the nicest guy. I don't know what I expected. But he's awesome. And I was like, dude, I want to be your friend. But also, I was like real tired. And it's hard to be a good friend when you're tired. And so we go in and we're shooting. And I said, he can ask me anything. I'm an open book. Like, I've put it in either in my books or I talk about it in groups. Like, I'll go and talk to groups privately or I'll do it on the show. And he's like, so tell me about the situation. And I go, well, where I come from, really small town in Arkansas, a lot of addiction everywhere. My dad left when I was 6. My mom was an addict. She died in her 40s. And so we kind of go through the story because he wants it. And there were other people that were coming to lend their stories as well. And I could just feel me starting to crack. And I don't usually crack, but I was also tired. And maybe that effort to not crack is always, like I just have that when I'm not tired. And maybe this was more legitimate. It was like just a little more raw. And he was like, so what would you tell people going through it now? Man, I just were crying, like hard.
Is this on camera?
On camera.
Oh.
And thank God that I didn't want him to stop shooting it because it was as raw as it could be. And that's sometimes what it takes to get through to people. And I was crying. And I haven't cried like that in, I mean, I don't know. But I was like weeping on camera. And it was hard for me to get through it. And I was just like, you know, a lot of people are dealing with this, but nobody feels like a lot of people are dealing with it because nobody talks about it. It's not, and so it was really like, you're not alone. I promise you. I thought I was alone in walking alongside my mom going in and out of rehab when she died, why she died. And I didn't have anybody to talk to about it because I was embarrassed and I didn't think anybody else was, but there's so many people struggling with this. It doesn't matter, rich, poor, black, white, tall, short, man, woman, addiction hits everybody. Mental health hits everybody. And you grow up either without resources or not knowing their resources, or you have so many resources. It happens to people of all levels, financially. And so I'm talking about it and I just cannot stop crying. And I think it took me like 7 or 8 minutes, but I got through it. And then I was just like, I'm so sorry. Like I felt like I held production up. And then I got in the car. And again, I don't have that feeling ever after I finished crying, but I was exhausted. Is that what you feel like every day when you leave the show, Amy? Just exhausted.
You do. I mean, your body is having a release, and I think that it's good that you experienced that and felt that exhaustion. And then the great news is, like, when you cry, other chemicals are being released in your body that are actually good for you, and so you're going to be better for it. It just doesn't feel that way in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm better for it.
No, you are. You mm-hmm. need to release things. That's what we were made to do.
I have other holes for that. That aren't the eyes.
We're also made to do that, mm-hmm. but I mean, it's how we're designed.
Yeah, I hear you. Then we got home last night, and I was just kind of felt raw from mm-hmm. it. And so mm-hmm. Kayla and I have a dinner last night, and we had carved out a couple of hours to just hang out and talk because it's been a pretty busy week. We haven't been able to do that. Then we had dinner with no phones, and then we watched Last of Us on HBO, which is awesome. We're caught up now in the sixth episode. And there was a part of it where it was like a parent thing, and I started crying again.
Again? Wow.
The only two times I've ever, three. I've cried in front of her three times. I have these empathetic emotions, but I'm not a big crier. I hold it back. I've always felt like it's weak, and not from the masculine thing, but from the survival standpoint. Like, as a kid, I didn't have room to cry. You couldn't show weakness. Not because I had a dad. I didn't have a dad, but I was by myself. And so I don't really cry that much. I've cried on this show a few times when it's like Route 91, like super sad stuff, when I just break. But I started crying, and, you know, she's like, "You want to talk about it?" I was like, "I do not." And I tell you, my wife's cool. She's like, "Okay, I'm here to talk about whatever you want to talk about. As long, I wish you would talk about it, but I will respect your wish not to talk about it." She was like, "Why are you so, like, what's with?" I was like, "I think I'm just tired and emotional, and it's just, I don't know how Amy does it every day." Mm-hmm. I said.
Yeah, okay. My hope would be it was cathartic for you, and you slept good. Did you sleep better?
Terrible. As Arkansas Keith would say, I came in dragon A today.
Wow.
Oh, hard. No.
I got in the wrong car.
This morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Eesh.
Yeah. And so I drive the Hyundai to work a couple days a week. I drive my car to work a couple days a week. And I got in my car first with the Hyundai key. And I was like, oh, crap. Then got the Hyundai. I switched and was in the wrong one. And then I was like, I took both keys and got in the Hyundai and drove to work. And realized my bag was in my car. It's been one of those kind of mornings.
Yeah, that's tough.
And so I got here, and I'm good. But it's been, everybody's tired, right? But
everyone.
It just resulted in a minor breakdown yesterday. I'm super happy that Jason was so nice and cool and kind about it and had me come in to be a part of the story. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. I don't always want to come on here and be and moan about how I grew up, but I'll go into some of these research meetings and they're like, you know, we have new audience coming in all the time, and you know, if you talk about how poor you were, it really relates. Oh. And I'm like, I don't mind talking about it. It's my story, but I understand sometimes when people feel like, yo, we get it, because I'm like, you know, I get it. Like, I don't really want to jump into that all the time. Every once in a while, I want to make sense because it is my story. It was a really hard upbringing. But it's pretty good right now, except for some of like the traumas.
Yeah.
But I don't know how Amy does it, you know, every day. But it's good. It was good. And when it comes out, I will let you guys know and you can watch it. And I just love to be able to talk about that because that means that experience that I've had in my life doesn't go for nothing. Like the fact that I can pass down the experiences that I've had to talk about addiction and lack of mental health resources and how important it is. The physical health or along with physical health. And then after that, Eddie and I went and worked out together yesterday. Have my buddy there. We're working out.
We cried again. But
yeah,
that was
mostly because it was because Kevin Klug was killing us. We're like, it sucks, man. Let's play Riddle Me This. All right, these are riddles for kids. This is at the request of one of our listeners. We're going to play Riddle Me This, and you three will play. I'll ask you a riddle. You'll have 15 seconds to get it right. If you get it right, you move on.
Okay.
All right. There really is no prize. I can see if I have any money in my wallet.
Please.
But I'm tired of paying you guys. Like, you guys get paid to do this show.
Yeah, but these are games.
So now
I
know, but it's not like extra in your contract. Like, playing a game is extra.
It's like our side hustle.
Yeah, you get paid extra if you win the Super Bowl.
Okay, $20 to the winner.
Love it.
Wait, if you win the coin toss after you win. So if you win the game, you got 50-50 to win the $20.
Okay.
Wow, yeah, I mean, a little wrinkle.
Okay, all right.
I need the chance to win the money, too. All right, riddle me this. Amy. What gets bigger when more is taken away? 15 seconds, go.
Oh,
what gets bigger when more is taken away?
Shoot, what gets bigger? Things are taken away, so it's bigger. A hole.
Correct.
Yes.
Wow, that's good, Amy.
Yeah, got it.
Strong. Lunchbox.
Yep.
What is full of holes
but still holds water? What's full of holes, but still holds water? Riddle me this.
What is full of holes? I mean, you could say... What is full of holes, but still holds water? Earth. Earth is...
Full of holes?
That's incorrect. The answer is
sponge.
Guys, wow.
I'm a sponge. I'm talking here.
I counted you down.
It's over.
You had
and he buzzed
seconds.
It. No.
Oh,
in every way, I counted. You weren't looking
up. But I saw it 3 seconds.
The
end.
Over. You had like 28 seconds and not 15 as well. Sorry, you've been eliminated.
And you said the earth.
And you said earth.
We talk our answers. Amy was talking.
And I counted them down and pointed, you and then Ray hit the buzzer.
Oh my goodness.
The end. Eliminated.
I never said an answer. I went.
But I was talking it out.
Okay.
All right.
It's $20, dude. Relax.
Eddie, what has legs but can't walk?
What has
riddle,
legs?
Riddle me this. What has legs but can't walk?
Amy, you know it?
Yep.
Man, she's on it today.
It's legs but can't walk.
Answer?
A worm. Worm, they have legs. You can't see them.
This is the worst game ever we've ever played.
Okay, you want to know the answer?
Yeah.
A bed.
Yeah, or a table or a chair.
Yeah. That's
so dumb. Well, you know what, Lunchbox? I knew Sponge.
Yeah, he sure did.
I'm
Lunchbox
just
took 50 seconds. It was like Earth.
We all got about 50 seconds.
Amy?
Yeah.
You want another round?
Well, do I still get a shot at the $20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
legally.
Somebody else wins, we'll do one joke to the death.
Okay. Ooh, okay. The death.
Amy, what goes up but never comes back? Riddle me this. What goes up but never comes back? Riddle me this. Answer.
Dead people.
Dead people.
They go up.
Heaven.
Hey, that's
heaven.
Not bad. It's not bad.
I mean, come
I'll start
on.
Yelling heaven. Like,
you know
that's
mean?
What I meant.
Jesus. Are you going to say no to Jesus? Are you going to do that publicly?
I almost
give it to
said
her
Jesus,
bones.
But he comes back.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Amy. That's
nice
incorrect.
Amy. Nice, Amy.
Lunchbox, your chance. You're
yeah.
in the game. What has to be broken before you use it? What has to be broken before you use it? Riddle me this.
An egg.
Correct.
Oh, wow. I was thinking a glow stick.
Oh, that's good, too, Amy.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I've probably given you that one.
Yeah, you have to break before you shine.
Yeah, like take your Molly and bust your glow stick. Is Molly a pill or is
I
it
have
a,
no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a pill?
Yeah.
Or in many ways?
Scuba
yeah.
Steve?
Scuba Steve knows it all, yeah.
It's a powder form or a pill.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Scuba.
Eddie.
Yeah.
What has a thumb and four fingers, but it's not a hand? What has a thumb and four fingers, but it's not a hand?
Yep, I got it.
Riddle me this.
That's a glove.
Correct. Wow.
Ooh, good one.
Wow. I did not know that one. Lunchbox.
Hey. Yep.
Eddie, go ahead. You said hey.
That one just came to me.
Nice
dude. Crazy.
What gets wet when drying?
Towel.
Correct. Eddie, what has teeth but can't bite? Riddle me this.
Got it. A comb.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest man can't even hold me for 5 minutes. What am I? Riddle me this.
I'm light as a feather.
I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest man can't hold me for 5 minutes. What am I?
Oh, breath.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Breath. Hold your breath. You can't hold it for 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Eddie, what's always in front of you but can't be seen?
Always in front of me.
Riddle me this. What's always in front of you but can't be seen?
Got it. The future.
Dang, that's right.
Woo! Wow, now y'all are on fire.
Lunchbox, what's so delicate that saying its name breaks it? What's so delicate that just saying its name breaks it? Riddle me this.
Bobby. Secret.
Incorrect.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Silence.
Dang.
You say silence, it actually breaks silence.
Oh.
You can say the word secret and not break a secret.
That's true.
Eddie to win.
Oh, I got cocky.
Eddie to win. What do you taste? Mostly twice a day, but you never eat it.
What do you taste twice a day?
But you never eat.
Taste.
Oh, got it. Toothpaste.
Correct.
Yeah!
Okay, down 1-1. Hold on. Whoa. It's between you two now.
I didn't get my song.
It's between you two.
Okay.
For the win and the $20.
Okay.
It's speed round.
Oh.
Buzz in with your name. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
What word is spelled wrong in every dictionary?
Amy. Wrong.
Correct.
Let's go.
I don't get it.
What word is spelled wrong in every dictionary? Wrong.
So dumb.
Right. Amy, heads or tails for $20.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go. Give me heads.
Oh, tails never fails, Amy. Tails never fails.
Heads.
Hey, I flipped it across the room and on her desk in Atlanta.
It's meant to be.
That's your 20. Do whatever you. Hey, don't spend it all in one place.
Amy, give it to charity.
No, you keep that for you.
I am.
Eddie wouldn't be giving it to charity.
I'm keeping it.
All right, thank you guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cartersville, Georgia. A 26-year-old man was working at the Dollar General when someone came in and said, "Hey, I need a refund for these items. Can you put the money back on my debit card?" And he did it. And then a light bulb went off. He's like, "Well, if I can load money to that guy's debit card."
Oh, not a literal light bulb, like over his head.
Yeah, like a cartoon. Ding!
Okay, got it.
He's like, "Maybe I can do that on my debit card." So just throughout the day, he started refunding things to his debit card. And over a month's period, over $6,000 he put on his debit card.
Over 1 month?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to do like $80 a month to not get caught. Not $6,000. I mean, $1,500 a week? So
I feel like that happened to me yesterday. I was buying like chips at the convenience store, and the guy just got my receipt and ripped it up and threw it in the trash. I'm like, "Thank you." And I said, "No, can I have my receipt?" He's like, "I can't find it, dude. I don't know. It's somewhere down there."
So, but what are you saying?
Yeah, what did he do?
I feel like he overcharged me, and then he's going to refund back in his debit card. That idea just came to my head like a light bulb.
Huh. I didn't think about that.
You know what?
The fact that you said that hit me with a light bulb, too. Would you use light bulb more? Because that is such a 1940s, like, black and white cartoon reference. Yeah. All right, Lunchbox.
Yeah, he was arrested for a felony charge of theft by taking.
Isn't that theft, though, generally?
I've never heard
of theft by giving. Pardon me on that one. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
So Morgan on our show went to Morgan Wallen's album release party thing?
His album listening party. So I got to hear all 36 songs.
You got to hear or you had to listen to all 36?
Like, how long did that take? Maybe a mix of both.
It just, like, it'd be cool to go to and hear some, but there's so many. I wouldn't want to be, like, locked in a room.
Yeah, and we were locked in a room. So they basically herded us into this venue where there were all these benches sitting there, and you sat on a bench and you were given headphones. And he introduced each song, and you got to hear a minute of each song.
Okay, that's not so bad then.
That's better,
he was
yeah.
there, though. That's cool.
But he didn't
He wasn't there for the song listening. Oh. No.
So how did he introduce it?
He was on a screen. They had all these video screens around you. Like, you're in an immersive experience of his album.
I did a Van Gogh immersive experience.
Like that, yes.
But
it
you
was
like
all
that.
Over the walls. I would have liked it if I did drugs. I don't do drugs. I'd have been awesome if I did drugs. I feel like it. Was there pictures that were, like, shown while the music was playing, or were you staring at, like, a blank wall?
No, there was, like, they had some neon signs during certain songs, or they had, like, generic video. Some he was in based if they had already released that song or not, like, if he shot a video for it. But most of it was generic, just videos of them pouring whiskey or them, you know, at a bar. So very generic stuff. But
did you like it?
Immersive. Yeah, and there's some really big songs on the album.
I would hope.
Like,
can you imagine?
he
puts out a new 36 songs and all of them suck.
Yeah, it was interesting. I've never had that experience, but I did kind of feel like I was in a horror film for a minute.
They locked the door. They put the big board into the slat. Sorry, guys. Got to hear all 36. Okay, that's it for today. Bye, everybody.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons. For your social media, but for work, if you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.